Got a text message from a friend today. Is this the year of the L series? That is a World Series where fans will use the red line to go from the south side to the north side. White Sox are as good as you'd hope they would be, though they started out as bad as you feared. And the Cubs have just been good the whole run. Granted, it's a short run, but it's a short season. This is what you need to do if you want to get into the playoffs and make some noise this year. So this has just been a great joy for us who are new White Sox fans. I know you've been one all along. And Cubs fans have a lot to feel good about, and I think the city could sure use this as well. So then the only dark cloud is, well, maybe they won't play the dang thing at all. I still have the over-under at 18 games, although we're closing in on that. But I saw Bob Nightingale's piece in the USA Today today the other day. And, you know, if this thing goes south, it'll be because of the Marlins and the Cardinals and some of these teams that are getting infection rates that are postponing or canceling parts of their season. He wrote, the Cardinals and the Marlins became baseball's poster boys Monday on how careless but not necessarily reckless behavior can put a major league season into utter chaos. The Cardinals had 7 players and 6 staff members test positive for COVID-19, postponing their upcoming 4-game series against the Tigers and making them the 3rd team who will have gone an entire week without playing a game. And then he writes about what it's like for some of these players. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch had a piece, too. When the guys aren't on the field, they're not just on the field. They're in a hotel room. Some of them are getting the food delivered, and they don't go out. If they want to stay fit, you know, major league ready, they're running wind sprints up and down the hallway of the hotel they're staying in because you're sequestered. Mm-hmm. Pitchers, to keep their arms tight or fresh, loose, if you will, are throwing baseballs into mattresses they've leaned up against their rooms. I mean, that's crazy. But that's where we are in 2020. Bob Nightingale's on a phone line. Bob, it's an interesting take. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
Any news on this front? Has anything changed since you wrote that piece about the health of the teams or the health of the season for Major League Baseball?
Well, the St. Louis Cardinals are about to board a flight about an hour from now and finally go back home. They'll have workouts the next 2 days, and they play the Cubs. So that series is on. You know, their starting pitcher, Jack Flaherty, the ace, we'll start Friday. He hasn't pitched in 2 weeks. But as you referred to, I mean, these guys were, secluded in a Milwaukee hotel since last Wednesday. Not allowed to leave the room, room service only. So they were throwing, baseballs and, socks into their mattresses, running up and down the hallway. But, yeah, just there's no way to even work out. Marlins last night played their first game since July 26th and won it 4-0 with the 18 new players.
Well, there blows up my theory that the guys won't be able to play at that level, the Marlins of all teams. Does it matter to you, Dave, or Bob? Is it reckless or is it careless? I mean, do we know how COVID-19 hit these teams? Because these teams are putting the season for everybody in jeopardy. Is that question in play right now?
Well, it is. Major League Baseball and the Marlins did investigation on their own team. They found out that several players, went out. One went to visit another player's house for dinner. A couple guys went out shopping, restaurants. That sort of thing. Just kind of let their guard down, as Derek Jeter said.
Yeah, but Derek Jeter also said that, I'm quoting from your article or reading from your article, he said that the guys weren't being reckless. They were, getting clothing, getting coffee, visiting a family member, not going to the clubs or casinos, right?
Correct. But you're not supposed to leave the hotel. Yeah. For instance, when the Cubs go on this road trip, you're not supposed to venture out even to a Starbucks. You're supposed to just, stay put. Don't even go to the hotel bar. Don't even go to a hotel restaurant. So what the teams are doing now is they're kind of setting up a little private area where the players can, congregate after games to grab some food, grab a drink or what have you. Yeah. I mean, even these hotels, what the hotel staff is doing is when they come down the elevator and come and go, they're supposed to kind of, cordon off the whole lobby so nobody else can even be close to the players.
What do you think about that, Dave?
Well, I mean, I think, Bob, it's clearly too late. The bubble ship sailed back a long time ago as far as baseball. But do you think they're looking at the way that the NBA in this bubble is managing to continue unabated, and the National Hockey League hasn't had any positive tests since they went into these two bubbles in Toronto and Edmonton, and saying, well, maybe we can sort of create a mini bubble within each team, even though it's ultimately these teams are still getting on airplanes and traveling.
Well, that's the trouble. You can't do a bubble in baseball. I mean, you can't have, you know, five playing fields under one roof. You know, in Toronto, you have a hotel connected to the ballpark there, you know, and a retractable roof. But otherwise, you know, I don't know what you could have done. I mean, they were talking at one point, okay, let's have a sort of bubble where all the teams are in Arizona, Florida, and Texas. Well, look at now. Those are the three hottest spots in the country. It's 115 degrees, you know, during the day in Phoenix. So that wouldn't have worked. I just don't think, you know, because of baseball, you can't do a true bubble.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is each team is trying to insulate itself the best it can, even given the reality of traveling and staying in hotels and all of that.
Are you saying that the Cubs should stay at the Hotel Zachary across the street and not leave while they're... No, maybe that's what they should do. Maybe that's not such a bad idea. They got the team owns a hotel across from the park. Boston has a hotel across from the park. Couldn't they just put the guys there and say, you're going to live...
But they still got to travel, though.
Okay, but at least while they're in Chicago, that I thought that was the bubble maybe you were referring to, the concept.
No, Bob said they're setting up places in the hotel where they can kind of gathering spots.
Well, it's interesting in both these cases with the Marlins and the Cardinals, where it happened when they were both on the road taking flights. Even on the one in St. Louis, they said they believe it originated in St. Louis, but they took a team flight and then spread like wildfire. Well, same thing with the Marlins.
But it's a charter flight, isn't it? Those guys aren't flying with us. They're flying by themselves, aren't they?
They're those are charters.
So then how is the airplane unsafe for them unless the COVID was on the plane and they picked it up because the plane wasn't sanitized? Is that what you're thinking, Bob?
No, but that a player was positive without knowing it, and that spread the plane.
Oh, I see. The plane was
sanitized. You know, the flight crew, everything is fine.
Yeah.
But just not knowing of a guy, you know, you're not getting tested every minute. A guy in the plane went on, and he was positive.
I see.
Then just how quickly it spreads, because everybody's, has the same air in that flight.
Hey, John Williams, 773 texts in. You're actually feeling sorry for baseball players. I don't know that I'm feeling sorry for them. I don't want to deprive anybody of work or playing a game, but I'm feeling sorry for fans. Are you kidding me? I mean, baseball players aren't the real casualty here, although some of them are getting sick. It's an industry, it's a country that for its mental health needs this game. That's my two cents on that. Bob, what do you say?
Yeah, at least the games are on TV, so people get to watch
radio.
It that way.
Yes.
And radio. And I was I did the rooftop the first day in Chicago. Saw people up there. Kyle Busch, a NASCAR driver, was up there.
Right.
I'm sorry, Kurt Busch, his brother. And I mean, it's tough for the fans. You can just watch it from afar. So this hot start by both the Cubs and White Sox. Yeah, it's too bad because I think you'd be having a whole lot more fans than usual over at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Well, you got that
course,
right. Maybe we'll at least have a few more folks. I don't care about the rooftops. I care about you listening to this radio station and watching the Cubs, and then who knows how lucky we might get. Okay, Bob Nightingale writes about baseball in the USA Today. Nice to chat with you, Bob. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
9:59. What's the matter? Why are you chuckling?
No, I just want to throw one thing at you real quick.
Yeah?
So the White Sox are on a six-game winning streak.
Yeah.
That's 18% of their season.
Yeah.
That's equivalent to a 30-game winning streak in 162 games.
I'm going to use that.